Oikos presents 15 Seconds of Strength.
Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Mm. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Unruly. I'm your host, Sheila Marie. I'm an author, a fierce advocate for Black women, and the founder of the Curvy Curly Conscious Movement. In this space, I'm sharing what I've learned on my own journey while sitting down with some amazing women who are all navigating their own paths to healing. Because there's no better time than now to get a little unruly. Welcome back to Unruly, everybody. Today, we're exploring a topic that touches on literally every aspect of our well-being, the mental benefits of physical activity. Yes, at the top of 2025, it's always important to revisit that mind-body-spirit connection. And our guest today is someone who knows that better than anyone, Ms. Masi Arias. Masi is a celebrated fitness trainer, health coach, and entrepreneur who has redefined what it means to be strong from the inside out. In this episode, we'll dive into how fitness supports mental health, the myths, the misconceptions, and all things wellness. And I am so excited to welcome my girl Masi to the stage. Masi, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. This is really exciting.
Yes. First of all, the Bob.
I can't wait to have this conversation.
I mean, me too. I've been following you for so long. Yeah, I do have to finish that though. The Bob is immaculate, y'all. It's cut
Thank you.
To the gods. I love it. Okay. I love it. So Masi, I want to start with like some icebreaker questions and then we'll get into our topic. So
Perfect.
You're the fitness queen. What is on your workout playlist?
Oh my God. Everything. When I'm saying I listen to every single genre of music, but currently what's on my playlist is Bad Bunny.
Yes, he just dropped.
He just put out an album right now that is touching on every aspect of my Latino heritage as a Afro-Latina, and I love it.
Really?
So much. Yes.
I feel like there's been a really positive reception around his album. Really?
Yeah.
I love
he's
that.
He's giving you everything. He's bringing in the culture. He's like the Drake of Latin America.
Ah, okay. So what you're trying to say is I need to get into some Bad Bunny.
You need to get into some Bad Bunny.
All
Even
right.
if you don't understand what he's saying, you just have to.
You feel it. It don't matter. Okay, I'm about
yes.
to get into it. I literally speak Spanish at the level of like a third grader, but I think I will get into it. I'm going to get into it. I've been seeing the reception. And I'm like, I love what he's doing. So shout out to that. That'll definitely get
me
you going.
Too.
And
yeah, me too.
And let's see. My other icebreaker question is, if you weren't in the fitness world, what do you think you'd be doing?
I would be in the field of the mind.
Hmm.
I would probably be a therapist and or what I really wanted to go to school for was forensic pathology.
Ooh, what is that? Tell us.
Forensic pathology is the study of why people are, you know, why they're dead. So
wow.
I really wanted to study the minds of how this occurred and who was responsible for what, because I am so interested in the mind.
I love
it. It doesn't matter what the culture is, the music, the belief system. I am just in love with humanity and humans, and I study humans all the time. And I speak to, on a daily basis, hundreds of people. So I love the mind.
I feel like that really explains why you've been so successful too, because your approach to fitness, you can feel that in it, that you are interested in everybody just using fitness as a tool to be better.
Yes. And I, you know, as we, this was just an icebreaker. The one thing you're going to know about me is that I get really serious when we're talking about health and wellness, because this is the outlet for preventative health.
Yes.
This is an outlet for us to feel better. This is an outlet for us to really discover the best version of ourselves. So when we talk about fitness, it's only one vertical. My goal for the 12 years that I've been doing this and moving forward, because I don't see myself ever stopping learning about my field and immersing myself in my field. I love it. I discover new things about myself, about the industry, about science and the mind every single day. We're continuing to learn more and more. And that's what excites me.
That excites me too. I love learning. I feel like I'm a forever learner.
And for Blacks and Browns, we need these conversations. So I was really excited to do this, because the more I believe that education is power, more than ignorance is bliss.
Hello.
And I think the more education we have for our people, the better.
All right. So on that tip of education, let's get into talking about the mind-body connection. And what's your sign, Masi, by the way? I was trying to guess. I'm like, I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't know. It was kind of giving Capricorn, but I don't know. You're very, like, your work ethic is so clear.
Well, my responsibility's in Capricorn, so you know that. But I'm a Sagittarius. I'm a Sagittarius. Most of my placements, my ascendant is in Aries.
Ooh, yes, I relate.
My Venus, my Mercury is in Scorpio. My moon is in Scorpio. I mean, it's all over the place.
Okay, the Aries placements and Capricorn placements make a lot of sense to me for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, jokingly, literally, I always say this to my husband. My husband is so into fitness as well. Like right now he's doing a fast, like it's a spiritual fast, but he's only drinking water and still working out. Like he loves working out. And I'm always asking him, this is what I feel like when I see you and him, I'm like, babe, what time is the battle? Or what time is the war? What I feel like you guys train. Like there's some Spartan 300 thing that I don't know about. But
hey, can we speak about that? Because
let's talk about it.
Let's get into this conversation. Let's go, because it's getting saucy here. It's
okay,
getting
Masi.
Let's go. This is getting spicy here. Let's talk. Let's make it interesting, because
let's
when people
bring
talk
out
about
adobo.
Health and wellness, it's usually like super in a format that is really formal. Let's really get down to business.
That's our ladies are unruly. They want it honest. They want it raw. They want it real. And so
I
know
something about me is that I'm honest.
Yes.
I will tell you what you need to hear versus what you want to hear.
Period. And I know I joke about that a lot, but I think the both of you, your answers would be, no, I'm not training for a Spartan battle. I'm training for life. I'm training for a long, happy, healthy life. Like he always says, like when I'm older, I want to be able to play with my grandkids. I want to be able to lift things. I don't want to be able to fall. And it is so true. So can you start by explaining like how... You know what it is? Do you still do the dance? I went looking through your posts and I didn't see them recently. And I was wondering if you retired it or not. For those who don't know, who don't follow Masi, I've been following her since early, early Instagram. And she would like be teaching you a workout, like, or, you know, giving you a workout that you can do. And she would always do like a little dance at the end. And what I loved about it was it just motivated me. It really, to me, articulated that when you work out, you feel good. It increases your own mental space, like you're happier. So for
you, accountable, because I need to bring that back. That's exactly
it's so cute, Masi. It was the best. I loved it. It was like your signature thing. Like she did the work, and now she's like,
I need to bring that back. Oh God,
can you break it down to us how like fitness became a tool for like emotional resilience in your life?
Yeah. Well, here's what you have to understand. So I came to the States when I was 13 years old at a moment where I was becoming a woman, right? Mm-hmm. So people do not understand. Anyone who's coming and seeing me today, they think I'm a robot. They think I was a professional athlete. I have all these, oh, this is what she's been doing. And they make all these assumptions. But if you have been really following me for the beginning, I was one of the first who got on the platform of Instagram and started talking about why I started exercise, because it was for my mental health. Okay. And when we talk about resilience, this is what people don't understand about exercise and those who are really hurting right now, whether it's mentally, whether it's physically, whether you are emotionally eating, whether you are dealing with anxiety and depression. Life is happening for us, but it's happening as a collective. So if you live in America, you're going to understand what I mean when I say we're constantly stressed. So how fitness built my resilience, if you didn't know me, I was a person or a woman who lacked a lot of confidence. The person that I am today, it's literally I was sculpted by fitness, in a sense that the resilience that I learned was through the chemical changes that were happening every single time I was in that session. I was in so much pain, depressed, anxious, lost, without an identity, feeling having no self-worth. And when you're hurting in that way, you stepping into the gym, I'm someone who I'm connected to my emotions. I'm an emotional person. And the resilience that I built was through the wins, the little wins that I was getting through those chemical reactions that I was rewiring my brain. Mm-hmm. And the brain is such a powerful tool because your prefrontal cortex, it strengthens your willpower every single time you have a win. I don't know how to articulate that.
No, you're articulating it perfectly.
Yes. So I saw myself feeling better. Mm. And when I say I was depressed, I almost lost my life to depression. And fitness truly allowed me to understand that this person that was hurting, this person that didn't have confidence, this person that didn't believe in herself, through her own willpower, I was able to create change. And the change started happening with what I'm feeling, the way that I was feeling chemically. Mm-hmm. And I became obsessed with that feeling. We call it now runner's high. So the mental benefits of aerobic exercise, or what we call strength training, or even cardio, it has a neurochemical base, like response. And not only it reduces the levels of the body, of your stress hormones, adrenaline, cortisol, right? Which when we are in this heightened state of stress, it reduces it depending on the exercise type. But it also stimulates the production of all these hormones that we're constantly looking for, the endorphins, the oxytocin, the dopamine, the serotonin, right? And we know that serotonin serves as an analgesic. It has an analgesic effect.
Well, what does that mean?
A numbing effect on your body. So we're constantly looking for serotonin. We're constantly looking for dopamine. We're constantly looking for oxytocin. These are the feel-good hormones. Mm-hmm. So the resilience that I built was tapping into how I was feeling, because the pain that I was in was not even close to having to learn and unlearn and everything that is associated with exercise, like the soreness and this and that. I used that pain and I said, it's either I do something different or this is going to consume me and I'm going to lose my life.
Wow.
So when people understand why we move and you are associating the feeling versus this is for weight loss, this is for an aesthetic goal, you tap into that and you take that and you roll with it. And that's what happened with me. And then not only did I have this chemical change in my body that was lasting me hours, even post-workout, I was feeling this high. Oh my God, guess what? I started meeting new people. That's the oxytocin. When you belong, humans, you want to belong to a group. Mm-hmm. Once you are now finding your identity, I started hanging out with people in the gym and they were holding me accountable. And I saw I was not the only one here working out to feel good mentally. I built a sense of community. And at the same time where I was building that sense of community in the real world, I was also sharing my experiences in the web, in the World Wide Web, of people that didn't even know. Mm-hmm. I used it as a diet.
Oikos presents 15 Seconds of Strength.
Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Mm. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?
My social media was a diary of everything I was going through, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what builds resilience. When you know that this broken body can be fixed, that when you don't feel strong, now the strength that you're building in the gym, you know that outside of you, everything else that comes into your life, you're able to fix it. You're able to build it differently. You're able to build it even better than what you thought. So the brain is what you're strengthening in those first few months if you do have the right perception as why you're using movement. Mm-hmm. You're not going to start. I didn't start doing all the really high level of movement that you see today. It was a slow process of learning and unlearning and being present with myself. And I became so obsessed with what I was feeling that I needed to learn. And it became my career.
Hmm. That's beautiful. I was doing some research and I saw this interview you did with Bustle.com. And you touched on the fact that you came to the United States from the Dominican Republic at 13 years old. And I cannot even imagine what that transition was like. At 13 years old, you're already struggling with identity, with placement, with social connections. And to be completely put into a new environment at that age, I can only imagine. And you said that it led to depression and even suicidal thoughts. And I just want to put a pin in that and just say you're not alone. And if anyone is listening and if you've had those thoughts, I've had them. And I think a lot of us do. And I want to kind of remove the stigma off of that, that means there's something wrong with you. It can be a part of the human experience. But you kind of, it's essentially like you're saying fitness saved you. And your entry point to fitness was a mental entry point. It wasn't like when you started fitness, it wasn't like, oh, I want to be snatched, right? I want to look good. I mean, you were so young anyway, probably. Mm-hmm. We already have, our bodies are still moving and changing always anyway.
But I had body dysmorphia though.
Ah.
When you looked at me, I did not look like your average Dominican woman.
Okay. What does that mean?
Identity, voluptuous. Uh-huh. Or, you know, I really had to figure out who I was.
Were you looking for a physical change or was it more a mental change at the beginning?
I was looking for a mental change first. Mm-hmm. And then what happens when you are starting? Okay, let's do this exercise.
Okay.
Right now, an individual knows exactly what they want for their life, right? You know what feels right in your body, what doesn't feel right in your body. Even if it's your interpersonal relationships with other people, you know who makes you feel good versus who doesn't make you feel good, right? And I think it's important that we understand, how do I put this? You know what you need to do. Mm-hmm. So when you're feeling, I was feeling like, hey, something is really odd in the way that I feel about myself. I don't know who I am. I, you know, even my dreams and my goals of wanting to go to university and study X, Y, and Z, I couldn't even do that because responsibility came in. My brother having cancer. There were so many different things that contributed to falling into depression. And it doesn't matter if you're 13, it doesn't matter if you're 20, it doesn't matter if you're 50 or 40 or 60, it can happen at any time. Your life, the way that you perceive your life, can really create this perception, and it can happen at any point. And you mentioned something about the human experience, right? Being one that unites us all.
Yep.
We are at any point, I don't think there's one person that has not experienced neither anxiety or mm-hmm. or sadness or frustration and mm-hmm. everything in between. Now, health and wellness can be an outlet for you to tap in to yourself and for you to better yourself and create a better version of yourself. But it's supposed to be done in stages. And the miscommunication that we have in the fitness industry and even in the mental space, it's a lot of information, and we are individuals, right? So I always encourage anyone who's following me, okay, you have this big brain that was given to you. Even if I give you my formula,
right,
it's not going to be your formula. Mm-hmm. So you have to really take on the facts that you're reading, and you really need to do the research. You have to say, okay, does this information apply to me and my lifestyle? And in which context is this information being given to me? Mm-hmm. So I think we all know what we need to do in order to become the best versions of ourselves. Whether we do it or not, and we're courageous to not follow the path of least resistance is what we need to answer here.
Do you feel like discipline plays a role in that?
You have to be disciplined with yourself.
How do you access discipline? I feel personally that's one of my biggest challenges, is that when I lose the willpower, I lose the discipline.
Well, I am going to put it like this. How much do you love yourself?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How much do you love yourself to show up for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
How much do you love yourself to now seek coping mechanisms that are going to yield a positive result? If now you are destroying yourself, whether it's with emotional eating, whether it's with laziness, whether it is with like not even following through with the things that you said you were going to follow through when you were excited.
Oof.
Right?
Oof.
The question is, how much self-worth do you have? Because when I look at people, there's going to be a point in your life where you have enough, where you've had enough. You've had enough of feeling sick. You've had enough of looking at yourself in the mirror and going through the same narratives and saying, I hate the way that I look. You're going to have enough of being on the couch for months on end, feeling out of your body, or even with the anxiety, at some point, if you have enough self-worth and self-love, and you're tapping in to that, what you need, you're not going to let yourself go.
From the time you started your fitness journey to now, have you ever had a big lapse? Like, have you ever fell out of discipline, or were you able to always keep that in mind? Like, I love myself this much, I'm going to continue to commit.
Yes and no. What has happened is that stress, because I'm a perfectionist.
Okay.
So I can do fitness with my eyes closed because I study it and I apply it, mm-hmm. right? So for me, what has happened is that you're evolving. And especially if you have all these layers that you have to tackle. I not only had to tackle me not feeling my best fitness-wise, right? Because I have an exercise-induced asthma. Or I had to tackle, where is my body dysmorphia coming from, you know? Then I have to tackle, how do I even know what fits into my lifestyle? There's so much reorganization that has to happen in your life that everything feels discombobulated when you want to make that first step,
right?
And I feel that people quit because they're not making their process sustainable. And they're not really shutting the noise and at least grabbing on the information that they're seeing every single day, but really applying it to themselves and going through a process where there's this, not this instant gratification,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we are constantly just like, oh, I just started this. I ate a salad tomorrow.
That's me. Mm-hmm. I'm guilty. Yep.
It's what is the relationship that you have with yourself? And if you cannot be disciplined with you, right, how is that going to carry with everything else that you do in your life?
Okay, so what would you say to the woman that's like, you know what, I'm disciplined with everybody but myself. And I'm just over, I'm busy, I'm making sure my kids are eating well, my kids are doing great, my partner's doing great, I'm in my business, and me, my body stuff, I just put it on the back burner. I don't have time, I don't have space for it, I have too many things on my plate.
You do have time, because I speak to women all the time. I'll give you an example. I'm the kind of woman, I don't ask for help. When people think of me, they're like, oh, it's Mossy. She's good. She's strong.
Interesting.
She has it.
Yep.
I don't get calls like, hey, how are you? Besides my parents and obviously like my friends, like, hey, how are you doing? I do have loving people around me. But the perception is that Mossy has it all under control. I'm the kind of person, in relating to the question that you asked me before, I take on so much and give myself so little. And I've burned myself out so many, every single year, I was burning myself out until it wasn't up until I would say the last couple of years where I said, what are you going to do about this? Because you cannot be everything for everyone,
mm-hmm.
even for my audience,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. I have so much knowledge accumulated that I have all the answers and I want to be everything for everyone, but I can't. And when you understand a happy woman, when you feel good about yourself, how is that going to translate into your marriage?
Oof, right.
When you feel good about you as a woman, as a mother, your cortisol levels are down.
Mm-hmm.
How do you treat your kids? Cortisol dysfunction and your ability to be patient with your kids, it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are not voicing, hey, I need help and I am going to delegate this help, these 2 hours or this 1.5 hours, I need it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I promised myself this year that I was going to date me. Meaning, what is it that I need? Because for 36 years, all I've been doing is pouring onto other people.
Wow.
Whether it's my family, whether it's my daughter, whether it's my tribe. I am so connected with my brand. I am constantly, I'm like this, always, right?
Yeah.
What am I going to do? So this is why you've seen me post less,
mm-hmm.
right? you see me, like, hey, there's going to be moments where you're not going to see me for a couple of days. Or maybe you'll see the information or my content being promoted in different social media outlets because I cannot be on my phone 24/7 and care for me, right? So I think that's very important for you as a woman to understand that you have to come first and it is not selfish. Part of you being the matriarch, part of you being the nurturer of your family and the people around you, if that responsibility has been bestowed upon you, mm-hmm. whether you've done it yourself or whether it's happened, is circumstantial, right? Like your family now, like you're responsible for more than what you have asked for. Mm-hmm. I think it's important for us to understand that we come first. So self-love is important. Advocating for yourself is important. And understanding that you are only one person is important. And if you say, I don't have time for me, but I have time for everyone else, what does that say about your relationship with you?
Bars.
So this is what I'm saying. We really need to tap into ourselves. We know exactly what we need. And it is okay to take a break. It's okay. Like even with my daughter, I have a beautiful relationship with my daughter that when I say like, mommy needs her time.
Yeah.
Mommy needs her time so that we can read a book or she can read a book. She gives me my time and I give her her time. We have a partnership here.
Oh.
So I think we can learn and unlearn, and we have to be selfish with our time and ourselves.
What does a first step look like? Because like, I think everything you're saying is absolutely on point. But what if a woman is starting from the place where she, like maybe like that 13-year-old Masi who, I don't know if I have so much self-worth yet. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I believe in myself enough to do it. I don't know if I can take that first step. What would you say to the woman who's like on the cusp of taking that first step?
You have to believe in yourself. No one is going to do it for you. Not your mother, not your father, not a romantic partner. Mm-hmm. The best relationship that you're ever going to work on is the relationship with yourself. And I know that it's very cliche for us to say, oh, I love me.
But some cliches are just true.
Yes. So for example, I used to hate my body.
Really?
All of it. I used to hate the fact that I had no glutes or that my hips were narrow and I didn't look. I have a very athletic looking. Guess what? What did I do about it? Mm-hmm. I started training for aesthetics at some point. You know, once I got the mental, then it came the aesthetics. And then you get to a point in which you understand, hey, your body is not going to be this other person's body. You can't even compare yourself to someone who's not even your height. We all look different. Mm-hmm. So what did I start to do? I started working on the things that I loved about myself and started to pay attention about what do I like about me? The self-worth that I found, no one gave me that. I found it to the point that now I have women saying, oh, Masi's body goals.
Yeah, that's funny. I was going to say, you aren't training for aesthetics, but you look. You're an inspiration for a lot of women.
But this body of mine, it's my body.
And you know what, though, Masi? I feel like when it comes to you, I think the pull to you is not just the way you look. But I know for me, it's what you can do. Like when I watch you, I'm like, this woman's body will work for her for a very long time.
Yes.
Her body, you know, she will be able to play with her grandkid. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's something I think for me, I kind of go about it sometimes in the wrong way when it comes to fitness, where I just approach it from an aesthetic place. I just want to look this way. I just want to get toned. I just want to lose the pounds, but not so much thinking about like your body, your relationship with your body. Like you can tell your body, hey body, I want to jump over this cube or I'm going to do this thing, and your body can collaborate with you. And that to me is an act of resistance. It is an act of self-love because that nurtured your relationship. Yeah. If I tell my body to do something right now, we may or may not be able to do it together, you know?
Oikos presents 15 Seconds of Strength. Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Mm. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?
Think about this. Imagine telling yourself every single day that you're ugly.
Right.
Telling yourself every single day that you won't be able to do what Mossy does, even though, did you know I couldn't even run one block without having to pull my inhaler? Or I'm never going to be able to do, I literally have proved I'm not a professional athlete. I was able to do that. Every single thing that the world has told me I can do, I figure it out on my own. Instead, I'm just going to do it anyway. Life is fun when you tap in, when you shut the noise and you start being in a relationship with yourself. So personally, I, even though Google says otherwise, Google says I'm 34, but I'm 36, okay? And thanks Google.
Give me 2 years. All right.
And I don't even look at aging that way because
not at all.
People think I'm in my 20s, obviously, when I'm having a good day, but people think I'm in my 20s, but I'm still moving better than what I was in my 20s. Mm-hmm. The stuff that my body is able to do right now, even when everyone told me, oh, wait till you have a child. Okay, well, I had the child.
Oh, you wait hear that you all the time.
Well, I had my mid-30s. I will promise you, I will enter my 40s and I would pull pictures when I was 20 and I will still look better in my 40s than I did in my 20s.
Period.
So we can say that the key of longevity is, it's going to be, and I'm calling this, it hasn't existed yet, but I'm calling it preventative fitness. Everything that you do right now, when you treat your body well, when you are managing stress, so stress resilience, because this is something that women really need to work on.
Yeah.
The studies show we, out of both sexes, we are the most stressed, which is why we have the most autoimmune diseases. We're leading the charts, and it is all coming down from stress. So managing stress levels, eating properly, right? You have to. This whole idea that you are, honey, you are a goddess. You are
Wait,
a Ferrari.
Let me stop you there. Eating
you are a
properly.
Rolls Royce.
Yes, I want to be a Rolls Royce. But if I'm eating properly, can I stop you there? Because I feel like there's so much messaging now. It's like clean eating, keto, vegan. Like when you say eating properly, what does that actually mean? And what does that look like?
Well, we know that food cannot only prevent disease, keep you healthy, build muscle, help you lose body. Everything is connected to food. Right?
Right.
Your body, we are one, right? I cannot separate myself from, it's like nature, right? Everything from what you eat to how you treat yourself to how you meditate, all of it, everything is connected. But eating properly, I don't diet. So when, let's say you're doing one of my programs, I'm teaching you how to eat even within your culture, I'm teaching you how to eat and what foods you need to integrate. So even though I'm Dominican, I don't eat the way my culture eats. What I do is I make my culture's foods healthier and I balance them out.
Wow. Because can you give us like one example?
Okay. So
I love Dominican food, by the way. Oh my God, I love it.
I love Dominican food too, but we're really unhealthy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, that mofongo will get you.
And I'm not saying that you won't have those things once in a while.
Right.
Personally, when you start relating how you feel with
what you're eating,
how you move and what you eat, it's not worth it. So for me, when I wake up super energized and I feel great, it's not worth it to wake up in a fog, to wake up feeling inflamed, to wake up feeling groggy, to have to drink 3 to 4 energy drinks or 2 coffees and energy drinks just to keep you up and start the cycle again. Mm-hmm. Most people do not know what healthy feels like. Therefore, when I say to them like, oh no, like me and alcohol, I barely drink. Or fast food, I don't know. I haven't touched fast food in I don't know how many years. Mm-hmm. Or they think I'm an alien, but it's not. Once you start relating the way that you feel, those things are not worth it. And then once you start understanding the compound effects that it will have on your body and later on, it's not worth it. So it doesn't matter if you're following keto or following carnivore or following this. Remember, fitness is being presented to people as an outlet for a specific aesthetic goal. Fitness is now for weight loss.
Right.
Right?
Or especially when, for women. Always.
It shouldn't be. What we should be promoting is health and wellness.
Correct.
Because again, you know why this hair looks great and this bob is bobbing? It's because I'm taking care of the relationship that I have with food.
The bob is built from the inside out.
Correct.
Yes.
So even your hormones.
Major.
Control your hormones.
Major.
With exercise and nutrition. You can control your gut health with nutrition. If your nutrition is not up to par, you are going to have gut issues.
Can you give us that picadillo recipe? So tell for the listeners who are not familiar with Dominican food, tell them what picadillo is and how do you prepare it?
How the equivalent of picadillo for like in America is just ground beef with a bunch of spices. Mm-hmm. And the way that we made picadillo, because we were a colony of Spain and then Spain was colonized by Muslims, it's sort of like a mix of Arabic culture, Spain, and African. So picadillo is beef that's ground and really flavorful, the way that I do it is different.
With rice, right?
With rice.
Okay.
Rice is not the enemy here.
Oh.
I eat rice every day.
Wait. Okay. We're going to get back to... Let me finish the picadillo thing, and then I need to ask you about rice, because from my understanding, that's like the big problem. Okay, wait. So, okay. Sorry. Picadillo is ground beef. Boom.
So, yeah. So, I'm actually posting this picadillo recipe. It's part of the programs. Like, when I put out a program, I just give you recipes, and you don't feel like you are dieting, because... What is diet? It's your nutrition.
The word diet refers to... Because who wants to eat bland, just chicken breast with broccoli every day? I'll get bored.
Exactly. Bored, and that's not life. So personally, what I do is, okay, if the picadillo is done with like 80-20 beef, because there is a huge, like, bad reputation on meat, right? I eat meat. I moderate how much meat I eat. So I only have meat twice a week.
Oh.
But I know I need it. But what am I going to do? I'm going to choose a leaner cut. So I usually make it with like 90-10 bison, because I love bison.
My husband loves bison. We always have bison.
Must be a fitness thing. I love the texture of it. And then not only did the picadillo, I'm just going to make that picadillo. What am I adding to this picadillo? I am adding tons of garlic, which is an antibiotic. Garlic is our most natural antibiotic. I'm adding purple onion with anthocyanin, right? This is a an antioxidant that we actually need to fight free radicals and cell damage in the body. What am I adding? I'm adding red bell pepper, yellow bell pepper, orange bell pepper. Mm-hmm. Every single color of the rainbow has a beneficial effect. So that color, it has a specific vitamin, a specific antioxidant for a specific function in the body. So this pico de gallo recipe, it will have like olives, it will have raisins, it will have lots of garlic and onions. And yes, you're eating vegetables, but these vegetables taste so good. Mm-hmm. And I don't limit salt.
Oh.
Why? Because salt is a mineral that you actually need. It's essential. We cannot live without salt. Who can limit salt? The person that's not perspiring, the person that's not drinking water, and the person that's not exercising. Which is why if you take someone who's sedentary and now you're eating a bunch of fast foods that are the amount of salt that you're going to add at home is definitely not even close to the amount of salt that you're going to have in just one meal if you just buy a meal from McDonald's or from a fast food restaurant. So we really need to get familiar with the values and the values of foods, how much nutritional profile that food has.
We are so disconnected.
So that's the focus that we are very disconnected.
Yeah. So and the rice isn't the bad guy?
Rice is not the bad guy.
Really?
I eat rice every single day. It's how you pair your meals. You understand? So my goal for this year is to teach people how to balance out their meals. So even though this picadillo recipe, okay, well, I already have the fat from the beef, right? So the way that I'm going to cook this meal, I'm not going to add more oil and butter and stuff to it. The rice is going to be steamed. You see Asians eat a bunch of rice and they're not overweight. I'm not saying that all of them are not overweight, but the majority of the population will not be overweight. You understand? Mm-hmm. So I think it's a matter of us understanding how do we cook these foods, because you have nutrition. It's like a game of numbers. Every single piece of fruit, vegetable, meat, depending on the cut of the meat, depending on the carbs, all of them have a specific nutritional profile. And if you know how to balance out your fats and your carbs and what's good and how to combine these ingredients, then you can have so much food. People think that I eat so much. You would not understand how much I eat.
It's true. I feel like a lot of women think starving is the way to lose weight. Like I'll just not
eat.
And it doesn't work.
The right foods. So when it comes to all these diets that are out there, I always say to people, if you cannot maintain it for the rest of your life, then what is it that you're doing?
Period. Right. Because after you're just going to fall off.
It's a yo-yo. And unfortunately, we are in a capitalist country that's constantly just yo-yoing.
Yep.
Hey, we're just going to tell you you have
problem,
a problem.
Solution,
here's the
problem,
solution. But we're
yes.
not going to give you the answers to keep you in this loophole.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So what is the best thing that you can do as a human? If you spend time scrolling or binging on 10 episodes of a show, you mean to tell me that you're not going to have 1 hour to go to PubMed, PubMed, and look at the research and in which context they're doing these studies? When they're telling you, okay, you can't have this and you can't have this and you can't have this. Okay, what is the context? So in science, you really have to look at the context in which this information is being provided to you and which populations fit the criteria of the information that's been given to you, right? So I want to educate my community because that's important. And I'm going to say something that's going to be very polarizing. We're still eating like slaves.
Oh, yeah.
The Dominican Republic, when we became free, we're still adopting the foods that we were eating when we were slaves. So when you look at mango, or when you go to Washington Heights, if you're on the East Coast and you ask for a mango with the tres golpes, which is mango, it's the plantain, with, it's delicious,
it's so
with good. The butter and then the fried cheese and the fried salami and the fried chorizo, fried, even the cuts of meats that are put in this one dish, they were the cuts of meats that they didn't want. It's, or if you look at Brazil with like feijoada, right? Slaves were hiding the meats, like the ears and the tongues and this, that their slave masters didn't want them to even eat. They would hide it in the beans because they were black and you cannot see that there's meat and substance in there.
Wow.
Right? So when we understand, and this is why I love people and the anthropological standpoint of humans,
me
right?
Me too, Masi, me too.
Why? Because we are all connected. Mm-hmm. So why am I going to continue to eat like I'm a slave? Why am I going to continue to eat and choose foods that are not, they're doing the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So not all, we're slaved even in sickness. We're in this cycle. So, yeah. Oh, yes, this is my culture, but we have to change the culture. We have to change the way that we do things.
Mm-hmm.
We have to change the way African-Americans and the way Latinos are eating, period. And I always will say this.
That's a project of mine that I
can't wait to work on it one day.
I mean, I think there's something so rich there because you're not saying to abandon the culture. You're still holding it there. You're still keeping the recipes. You're still keeping that connection, but modifying it in a way that actually serves our highest good. Because, yeah, those things might taste good and everything, but if it's going to make you lay on the couch because you can't move because your body is digesting it, is it really good for you? You know,
yeah.
Like, I agree with you. Like once in a, you know, holidays, okay, every now and then, but on a daily basis, are you feeding yourself things that are promoting your highest good?
Yeah, and when you purge your body from, let me just give you another analogy, drug addicts. If you have been around drug addicts, you know what they have to go through in order to clean themselves, right? Clean,
yeah.
Get clean. It's a really intense process of withdrawal symptoms, right? That's what happens with us too, when we're trying to clean, right? And it is uncomfortable. When now someone is telling you, wait a second, I can't drink. Like, what am I going to do when I'm feeling like high and now I need to depress my nervous system?
Yeah.
Wait, you mean to tell me that I can't eat and go and have
like,
this
I can't
comfort
have wine?
Food? It's not that you can't. It's that you have to understand, you have to be clear. So that's what I'm doing this year with the community. We're doing this process of just cleaning yourself out. Which is why some people do, like your husband, they go on these water fasts that I believe they're great. But your husband he's been doing this for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
I am not going to tell, let's say, Ashley,
right,
who has been hurting and now it needs to do body recomposition of 150 pounds or even 50 pounds to go on a water fast.
Right.
It's going to be impossible.
You got
to
meet them where they are.
Exactly. You meet people where they are and you slowly teach them a rhythm, right?
I love
this. In this process, you're not broken. You can reverse type 2 diabetes. You can reverse blood pressure issues. You can reverse your way of thinking. You can reverse the damage that you have given your body through all these years. You can reverse your gut health. You can reverse your entire relationship with yourself, with food, with your environment, and even with your interpersonal relationships. You can change all of that. So I want to hear more of my people saying, I can, versus, oh, I'm already here.
Oikos presents 15 Seconds of Strength.
Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all in one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Mm. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Do you know the amount of, I see women even in their 20s, like, how are you letting yourself go? Or in your 30s? And I think, you know, the he-he-he's, ha-ha-ha's, we think it's funny, but it's not. When I'm listening to a 30-year-old who can't even bend down without knee pain.
Woo! Girl.
So is that the life that you want for yourself? The pain of learning and growing, it's not going to be. It may mimic the pain that you're feeling right now when you want to start and make a change. But it's not going to be worse, because guess what's going to happen? Just like you have cell turnover of 28 to 42 days, it takes 3 weeks of you being consistent, pushing yourself, like literally, even when, if I have to wake up at 5 a.m. and I'm telling you that that's what you need to do right now, every single day is going to be hard, but there's going to be one day that you're just literally waking up at 5 a.m. because it's consistent. Your body is such a machine that adapts to whatever stress you put it through. Mm-hmm. It adapts.
We
it
are
can
so
change.
Adaptable.
Your body is resilient, and you have to believe in your body and believe in yourself, because I can give you the motivation and the confidence that you need to tap in. Your relationship with yourself, no podcast, no guru, no one, not your mom, not your dad, you. It is your responsibility to tap in.
Yeah.
And build the self-worth that you need. You have to believe it, so it starts to show. You know the whole fake it till you make it? You have to believe in yourself.
I feel like
you
I'm getting motivated right now, Masi. You motivating me. I know
but
if
it's
you're
the
listening.
Truth.
Yeah, you live and breathe this. I can like feel it coming off of you. I love that so much, because it just feels like you're in such an alignment. I have one more question that I want to ask you before I want to move to the toolkit section. You have a beautiful daughter. She's gorgeous.
You're my best friend.
What'd you say?
She's my best friend.
Oh, there's a lot of moms who listen. So how has being a mom changed your fitness journey?
This is going to touch a lot of women, this message. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to jail to know it's a bad place. And I want you to analyze your mother. What relationship did your mother have with herself? What did you learn about self-love and self-care? The way that I'm raising my daughter, I don't see her as a child. I am raising a better version of me. I am not repeating the mistakes that my mom did. I also am looking at her and building her. The way that I eat is the way that she eats. You understand? Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to give my daughter McDonald's and this and that. Nobody knows this, but I don't have a nanny. I am the one who drops up my daughter to school, picks her up. I make her breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I drive a business, right? Wow. I also have to take care of my home. I clean even my own house.
Wow.
I have so much. A lot of people don't know this about me. Like, look at my hands today. A lot of people don't know this about me. And it has come down with me having a relationship with myself and being regimented and disciplined with me, right? And setting boundaries. So for her, for my daughter, I am not repeating the same mistakes. Remember,
what's one thing you want her to learn from you? If she was like looking back, this is the most important lesson I learned from my mom, what would you love her to say?
To put herself first. To put herself first and to not let the world tell her that she can't and that she's not worthy.
Period.
Self-love starts from within. And that's what I want for her.
I feel like that's a perfect place to transition to the toolkit. That was so beautiful. And I hope she one day will listen to this and one day will just be like, that's exactly, I feel that what exactly you intend will happen. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no way it can. I'm inspired by just listening to you talk right now. I'm like, wow.
Thank you.
And I just feel the love you have for yourself and others. So this is the toolkit. Before we get up out of here, we love to leave ladies with something tangible and practical that they can walk away with. Like, all right, Masi, I love everything you're saying, but how do I implement it? Like, what's one small step, one thing that they can do to implement some of these teachings into their life?
The first thing, if you really want to get like healthy, I will say you have to prioritize your sleep.
Ooh.
You have to prioritize your sleep because if you want better hormones, energy levels, appetite control, being able to have a fast metabolism, being able to put on muscle, decrease body fat, all of that. And being able to even, like for cognitive functions, we need sleep. So if you're not sleeping anywhere from 7 to 8 hours, from the ranges of like 25 to like 40, we're having an issue here. And to look at where can I make changes? I don't need to tell you that you need to drink water. Everything in your body requires water. So increase your water. As cliche, this has been told to
simple,
us
right?
For centuries.
Yeah, the most simple advice.
Drink your water. Prioritize your sleep, right? And start looking at having a better relationship with food. Can you, from this point forward, say, let me look at the 24 hours that I have. I am going to give myself an hour and a half to do whatever I want. And if that is you doing yoga, doing a strength session, meal prepping for yourself, do self-care, whatever it is, can you allocate that time for yourself every single day?
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the time that eventually, once it becomes a routine, that it doesn't matter what happens. Like, oh my God, the kids, this, that. It doesn't matter. That hour and a half, I've created that boundary with my family, with my kids, with my husband, with my work, with everyone. And you have to do it. Because if you don't do it, people will take and take
yes.
and take.
Yes.
So prioritize. You need at least an hour and a half to yourself because, my God, you are an individual. Prioritize your sleep no matter what. Create routines and systems that are going to help you slowly build a routine where everything is getting done and you don't feel like you're burning out. And another thing, remember, social media platforms, they're changing your perception every single day. There's no way that one human being can be just perfect. So if you're following people that show a perfect life, they have it all and this and that, remember, is it really realistic? Once you start paying attention to your health, other things will take, you know, you're going to have to sacrifice maybe the social time. Maybe you can't go out with the girlfriends that go and drink and eat really unhealthy. You have to get it done. So create a routine that's realistic and that's going to help you at least feel good about all the verticals in your life. And that doesn't mean that you're going to start in everything. You're just going to start doing it all. No, steps. Every single thing that you do, tap in and create systems that are going to help you slowly get there. There's no way that you and I are different. You and I are the same. The only thing that separates you from me is that I believe in me, is that I love me. Finally, I'm saying I love myself so much that I'm going to do something about it. Mm-hmm. And whatever doesn't make me feel good and it doesn't help me with my, like my intuition is telling me this is not good for me. Mm-hmm.
It has to go.
All of it. It has to go.
If
do that.
You don't feel inspired right now, are you even alive? Like, hello? Masi, this was so inspiring. And thank you for just sharing
thank
so
you.
Much information and so much of yourself. And I think one thing that came through that I wasn't expecting, I was expecting all of the information and the knowledge, but I just wasn't expecting how much the passion you have for humanity. Like, I can feel it off of you.
I love people. I love my tribe.
They're going to be looking for you after this interview. And so please tell them where I know you have your sculpt program. I know you have things where if someone's like, I want to learn more or maybe want to work with Masi, what could they do?
Well, first and foremost, we did something really cool because, again, I'm a community-based person first. So if you want to see what sculpt is, you can head over to YouTube. And on the mobility side of things, I've created these mobility sessions for everyone. They look completely different than on the program, but I'm giving you the information. Go and check it out. But the sculpt program, I'm not doing another program this year. This is the program that I'm really focused on because it has all the foundations. The foundation on how you're going to eat, how am I going to get your body out of pain while we're continuing to move. Mm-hmm. So it's a system, you know, it's a system that is telling you how to eat, how to work out. It's giving you the right cadence. It's giving you even a physical therapy.
Wow.
It's embedded in there. So that's how you can find me. I'm everywhere.
All right.
I'm like air. Every social media platform. But my focus right now is on long form content for YouTube mm-hmm. and Instagram as well.
Definitely head over to that YouTube for everybody saying, I can't. You can. You can watch
just
these.
Just go to MasiAries.com.
Start small. Start there. Masi, thank you for sharing yourself, your story, your time with us. I really appreciate you. I've admired you for so many years. And I thank you so much for being unruly with us. We appreciate you. And thank you for listening.
Ladies.
We love you. I hope you take something from this conversation, get in your body, get moving, and really take that step to love yourself on a deeper level. Because as Masi explained, you deserve it. Thank you so much, Masi.
Thank you.
If you have something on your mind, a question, or something you want me to answer, just send in a voice note at speakpipe.com/unruly. I can't wait to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow or subscribe so you never, ever, ever, ever miss an episode of Unruly.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?